have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day, along with sailors, pass the time away and talk about their homes. There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea."
This is the World of Boating, and this is the World of Boating Trivia Olympics, like, you know, boating themed. And, you know, Barry got the question wrong. He got whipped and and keel-hauled for the following question. Once again, the question is, what's the B word for a piece of standing rigging on a sailboat that sort of functions like a gas pedal? Barry didn't, he lost another leg. Mike has had the entire commercial break to Google the answer. So,
like I did.
The only sailing experience I have is back when I had a Sunfish, back when I was, you know, 12 years old.
Right.
So I've been on boats with engines ever since. So
right.
I don't know. I don't know what that fitting would be.
So you didn't
Google it. You're going to hit yourself over the head.
You didn't Google it and get the answer? You didn't cheat?
No.
I'll give you credit for that then. But
I figured.
Yeah, you're still going to get stabbed, though, for not having an answer.
I'm telling you, he had nothing better to do than to play this.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the answer there?
You know, if you don't get the answer, you get tortured, right?
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
Right. What's the answer?
You don't like torture?
Yeah, of course. Everyone does. No, the answer is backstay. That is the B word.
A backstay.
No. For a piece of standing rigging on a sailboat.
Standing rigging.
That sort of functions like a gas pedal.
What did you come up with, Barry?
Binnacle.
Binnacle?
This is the housing or pedestal where the control lever,
Barry actually did cheat.
The steering compass are often mounted.
Yeah.
Yes,
he did cheat, and you still got it wrong. Yeah.
No, you said throttle control. You said it sort of acts like a throttle.
Okay.
All right.
So,
I
think we're proving.
A binnacle would be on a larger vessel.
Yeah. Well, so, sailboats, don't they have?
Tiny ones may not have the binnacle.
They have compass, sort of, and they have plate.
Steering
right. wheel and all that. All
right. I'm speculating.
The helm. That would be the helm.
I can only watch a sailor.
I think what we're just proving is that you're both
we know
clueless.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need power. Right.
Let's
need
see
engine.
If you can of redeem
course,
yourself.
We haven't asked Greg a question.
Oh no, I'm the questioner. So
there he goes.
No, look. Someone has to take control of this crew. All right. I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. You guys should get this one. All right, here's the question. The ratline hitch or builder's knot is a knot made using two successive single hitches that is classically used for tying fenders onto boats. By what spicy name is the ratline hitch more commonly called? Barry? What say
spicy
you?
Spicy name.
Spicy name.
Mm.
Come on.
I'm thinking. I'm sure it has something to do with spice, and I can't think of it. Ginger, Marianne.
All right, let's pull out the flamethrower.
Oh, the flamethrower. And I can't run away.
We got to.
Ow, that's hot.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make sure all the bloody stubs that you have
were properly. Thank you. So they're cauterized now, right? Thank
You're welcome. That was actually an upgrade for Barry. Yeah. All right, Mike, what say you? The ratline hitch has a spicy name, otherwise known as, what do you think?
I don't know. Clove hitch? I don't know.
Yes, look at it. He got it. Look at that. That was amazing. I really,
yeah, it was spicy.
I was prepared to totally take you down. I really was, but
I was trying to come up with some. I was thinking it can't be the clovefish.
Yes,
can't be talking about the clovefish. It's got to be some other weird thing. So I'm going through my mind. What in the world could they be talking about?
Well, a clove is a spice. There you go.
Yeah, I guess it is.
That was the clue.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of what spice.
Uh-huh.
No. All right.
Well, now you know. All right. Well, one of our crew redeemed themselves, maybe just by default, by accident. I don't know.
No, he got
it. But a win is a win.
That's right.
Let's see if we can find a better one. Okay. Even though New Zealand are the holders, the 37th America's Cup in 2024 will be held in which European city? Come on, Barry. You should know this one. What do
you
think?
European city.
Which
Spain.
European? Spain.
Is Spain in Europe?
Yeah. Well, which city? That's a country, right? So.
Well, they have all that water in Spain, don't they?
Yeah, but there's what city in Spain?
The water city. The city of water. I don't know.
No, you didn't get that one. You care to take a stab at that one? Literally?
Well,
in fact, Malta, maybe. Wait, Malta's not in Spain, is it? No.
Mm. Mike, what say you? What city? You narrowed it down to Spain.
But I don't know what's. I mean, Madrid's in the middle of the country.
Okay, no, you both got it wrong, but at least you got Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona, Spain.
Oh,
okay,
man. Or is it Barcelona?
Yeah, the only other
it had to be where there's water. Right, so yeah. I was trying to think of what, you know, besides the English Channel, which I don't think they
what
would
does
ever
Barcelona
have.
Mean? Say.
I don't know.
What does Barcelona mean?
It's a bar that you
is
go
alone.
To.
You're alone in a bar.
When you feel alone. Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah, I don't think that's right. One last question.
Man, he's got the sound effects going this
let's
time.
Let's see what we got. The Scandinavian word. Listen, the Scandinavian word for beard gives us the name of what rudder-like lowest point on an outboard motor. Barry?
Oh, the...
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
I know it.
Come on.
I'm not going to. You see, I hate this stuff.
Oh, geez.
Not the keel. That's the boat. The
Mike?
It's.
Can you save him?
Skag.
There it is. Yeah. See, you redeemed yourselves, kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is correct. The skag.
Because I've never smashed my skag into anything yet.
All right. Ready to enter service in early 2024 for Royal Caribbean cruise ships. What is the name of the world's largest cruise ship that will take the mantle over from the Wonder of the Seas, also owned by Royal Caribbean? What is the name of the cruise ship?
The Titanic.
That's incorrect.
Only Greg will know the answer to this.
Yeah,
that's all he does.
I know.
As a cruiser or
what do you think,
passenger,
Mike, you got
a
guess?
Is it? It's not Epic. Is that? That's already out there. Is it Symphony?
No. It would be Icon of the Seas.
Icon. Oh.
I think basically what we've proven with the World of Boating Trivia Olympics is that I'm the only one that knows anything on this crew. So, you know.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's what I'm getting out of this. I mean, you know, people may underestimate my boating skills, may not consider... You know, being on a cruise ship, being a boater, but I think I've proven otherwise. Have I not?
What is a person on a ship called if he's not working on the ship?
He's using Google again.
What?
This is Google AI. A person on a ship that is not working, what is he called?
We don't have time for this.
A passenger.
See? You made me smack you.
You're a passenger.
All right.
I don't care. Well, you can smack me as much as you want.
All right. Our Olympics are way better than the winter ones, I think. I'm just saying. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
As a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Here you are. you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.